Rangers Razorback Song of the Week for Dr. Jimmy Tucker with Ortho Arkansas. Ortho for all.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
My mom, mom.
I heard that story.
RJ
told me this.
Yeah, we got to see if we can tell it. Somebody noticed yesterday that everybody at the zone table at the Touchdown Club yesterday were dying laughing. RJ, Chris Kane, Emmett. And then it was also Phil and Justin. And I think apparently when they came back, Emmitt Smith said live on the air, you got to keep your mouth shut. And so he said something that he had a little misstep. And I don't know if we can tell the story or not. So I'll wait. I'll ask that.
Always hot.
And I know who he said it to. And it was just it was a fumble. And he said, you can't. Is that what he said?
RJ says yes.
So this has happened to me before. And what is that? Can you, this, listen, I cannot work this darn TV, Roger.
Well, who messed
with it? Yeah, I don't know. Well, it was stuck. It was frozen. Anyway, I've done this before, and I've done it in the studio. I'm not going to say who it was. But Emmett apparently was walking past a female yesterday at the Doubletree on the way to do his interview with Justin and Phil. And it was a young woman, probably in her 30s, late 30s. And he tapped her on the stomach and said, is that a little one on the way? And she said, no, I guess I'm just overweight. And so it's like, no, I have done something similar. And as Emmett said, you learn to keep your mouth shut. If you're not sure if it's in between, I will say this. I will say, Roger, you might have been with me when I did it. I said, oh, my gosh, when are you due? And the girl said, I had the baby 2 months ago. And like,
Well, I think that made it. Now, ladies, I'm not speaking for you whatsoever. The only way that you can have any saving grace is that after you have
some extra weight.
You still have a little extra weight on you, unless you go right back to the gym. Who do we know? Sydney Parlay, right? Didn't she say she had a baby?
Yeah, she was in the gym.
She was in the gym while the baby was being delivered.
Yeah,
so.
but this was enough time to where it would not.
Yeah, no.
I just remember the girl.
I never congratulate anybody on the new baby until I see them with the baby. Ah, it's a great baby.
The young lady for me said, I've had the baby. Thank you. And for Emmett yesterday, the girl just said, I guess I'm just fat. And Emmett was so embarrassed. And he just said, that's where you got to learn to keep your mouth shut. Anyway, funny stuff.
We'll
play some more clips of Emmett here in just a second. And did want to say, Roger, if you go to a FanDuel in partnership with Oaklawn Sports and check out the line for the game Saturday, it's 40 points. Razorbacks are favored. But they're offering a big offer for the North Alabama-Arkansas game, FanDuel, that is. New customers can bet just $1 and get over $100 in bonus bets when one or more points are scored in the game. So what you do, you place your $1 bet on the game. Then all you need is 1 point, a touchdown. That counts, field goal. That's good. Even if you get a safety, that gets points on the board. So once North Alabama versus Arkansas scores, you'll get $100 in bonus bets. So make your pick and sit back and watch it happen for you. So that's what FanDuel can do for you. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. This is going to be a fun season. I have no pressure on me. I'm not doing any picks. It almost was weird watching the games. I was like, I don't have PTSD watching USC going, what? You give up 26 points in the second half. Are you kidding me?
The good thing is you don't have that on your plate this year.
That's right.
You got other things.
I agree with that too, Roger. I do want to mention 21 plus and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. Must wager. Must wager is a designated market. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbookfanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So excited. It was good to see Zach and Kaylee there yesterday.
Yeah,
and I think Anna came over from Oaklawn. You know, there's so many people in that room. There's 600 people in that room. And it's almost, you know, Frank Fletcher was there yesterday, and it's almost like you can't tell who all's there.
Yeah.
Because you can't get around. I mean, it was, as I mentioned, we took probably 300 photos yesterday.
I'm standing right there at the door. That's where everybody's coming in. So you see a lot of people. And then you see a lot of people that you know, went right by you and didn't say anything to you. And then there's people that walk by and you turn around so you don't have to say anything to them. You know, it's one of those types.
Is that
of
way it works?
That's the way it works.
Danny West sent me a text. It said, Emmett saying, I think your first question is going to be your last about Bill and Jerry was so perfect. He said, sure, a lot of folks tell you, but the touchdown club has turned into is really incredible. It's truly impressive. So thanks, Danny. Appreciate that. Yeah, really, really blessed to, you know, when I don't make any money off of it, but where I get paid, Roger, is seeing everybody get up on stage and get their picture made with Emmett. And that's what makes me happy. And compliments. Had a young guy, not young guy, but a man came over to hear Ryan Silverfield from Memphis. He's an Arkansas guy. And he just said, man, and he's a member of the Memphis Touchdown Club. He said, man, you guys are on a different level. He said, it's remarkable. And I hope everybody's proud about that, man. I want us to be, just like I want us to be number one in the mornings, Roger, what we do. Yeah. I want to win. I want to be the best. Who says we can't be the best touchdown club in America? I think we're not there yet. We're right there knocking on the door.
I haven't been to any other ones. I can't imagine any of them. I've heard everybody that comes through. And they've all said it, so it has to be.
Yeah. So anyway, so
congrats to you all of your volunteers and all the people that flank the stage. Yes. Your flankers.
Today, Roger, is National Forgiveness Day. You do a pretty good job of forgiving and moving on.
After I blow up, yeah.
Yeah,
after
yeah.
After I blow up.
Yeah.
I try to.
Yeah, you can blow up. But then you work your way back to it. You do that well. I'd rather you
blow up on people.
I wish you didn't have to blow up. But
I know I don't.
It happens.
You have to blow up. You'll kill people. That's what happens.
You do a good job of going back and
making. Again, I don't just blow up at people for the sake of blowing up.
Yes,
I take all I can.
I know.
Okay, as long as you understand it, then I'll go. You know what? I knew it was you, Fredo, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm happy you do that because it would not be healthy if you didn't do that.
Yeah.
And I think when you do it, I think I'm always happy that happens.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I can't stop you from, you know, but then I know he's probably going to come back around. You do.
You know what?
God teaches that.
God does teach that.
So today's forgiveness.
That's why I play the ukulele.
It's not easy to forgive. It's not easy to forgive, or vice versa.
No. It's not. And I know there's people that want to forgive me, and they have. I am blessed by those that have, and for those that haven't, I don't even know you're mad.
Todd Pierce is filling in for Christian Weaver. You looked up. We mentioned the game in Australia, Todd. You looked up the flight time. It was how many hours? 15?
15.
So that's I think I've done for Europe. I think I've done 9 or 10. 15 is a haul.
Yes.
I mean, 15
to be in one designated place for that long.
That is if you're claustrophobic, Raj, that's a tough haul. 15 hours.
Ouch. You know?
15, coming up very shortly, we're going to visit with a young lady who is one of the top jiu-jitsu women in America, 10-time Pan American gold medalist, and. Anyway, she's here locally. They're getting ready to go.
How'd you find out about her?
Jessica knew her and didn't know her background.
Jessica.
Jessica.
Oh, you're Ford. Jessica, yes. Who you give up a bunch of seats at the table. Yes, I don't understand all that.
I think we got Justin Moore on the phone with us.
Jessica has been avoiding me lately. I don't know why. Hey, real quick, shout out. Family Market Stores, as we speak, has just put on the deer corn on sale at all locations. For $7.49. You hear what I just said?
Yes.
$7.49 with your rewards card. And this is just in time for all the deer hunters that are headed out to set out their camp for Labor Day weekend. And when we'll talk to Trey Reed tomorrow, he'll let us know more and more about that. But as we speak, $7.49 for a bag of deer corn at all locations of Family Market Stores.
661-1037. See if you've got Justin on there. JM, are you there?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, man. You had Bruce James on. Bruce was really positive about Coach. We'll get that clip, Roger, of what he said. I mean, he said basically said this, Justin. He said that Ryan Silverfield is the first coach of all the coaches that have been there since his coach, Frank Broyles, that he would like to play for. How about that? That's a heck of a...
Wow. That's a mouthful.
No, not Lou Holtz. Not Houston Nutt. Not Ken Hatfield. It was this guy. And so he's just been impressed. He's been impressed with what he's, you know, again, we'll see how Coach does, but that's a great endorsement from Bruce James.
Yeah, and Bruce is hard. Bruce is hard on.
Yeah. Did want to mention, too, a pulling connection there. Justin Camp, our common friend, your buddy, Mr. Do-It-All there in pulling. His son, Mason, is killing it at quarterback for you guys. I was looking at his numbers. They had a benefit game, and then they had the first game. In those two games, 25 of 36 for 600 yards and 7 TDs. And I guess Ella's boyfriend is Walker, right?
That's right.
Yeah, Walker Smith. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's had four of the 7 touchdowns. So that's a heck of a combo they got going at point. And Mason's only a sophomore, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, and that's Ken's boyfriend.
Yeah, how crazy is that?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Roger, cool. Justin makes sure he says, all right, girls, he brings his daughters in. And says, let me tell you, you don't date any boy that's not a stud superstar on the court or on the football field.
We need trying that. To, yeah, man.
He's trying to build a group of a super sports
team. Try to build some world champions, man.
And then he goes, all right, girls, here's that thing. I expect if you're a Moore, you're on the homecoming court. Let me tell you, you better be on the homecoming court.
Have mercy.
That's exactly right. Now.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted. I wanted to buy between the homecoming walking and the homecoming dance. I loved buying 6 dresses last weekend. It was awesome.
You loved it.
It's almost about time that you'll have to inform your team that they will have to start looking at the football schedules for homecoming and proms and all that kind of stuff, that you're going to be walking your daughters out so you can't be going to a concert that week.
That's right. I've already done so. It's October 9th.
Oh, there you go. Yep. Yep.
And I think it's great. You know, Roger went up this past weekend to see your grandson, mm-hmm. Zach's kid, play baseball. They're still playing baseball.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, speaking of, so if
anybody. Cheer around, man.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
I didn't know. It's fall ball. And Meredith was asking me. And I think Ryan said something at church or something has a football team. But where do kids play that 6 and 7 and 8 year olds play
football?
Football. In Little Rock, West Little Rock is what Meredith is asking me, so I don't know where that is.
I think it's clubs. I think it's club plays.
I don't know.
I think it's got to be Boys and Girls Club, right?
Well, the junior deputies are playing baseball again.
But,
so that's where James is going to be playing. Zach or Beckett's playing with, it's Bentonville because it was a Bentonville jersey, so it's a Bentonville. I guess that's what that is, but that's where he was playing. He's playing baseball. But I don't know.
I mean, it is crazy because
when we were young,
we didn't have fall ball.
We didn't have fall ball.
We didn't have year-round baseball. It's crazy.
I think the YMCA had football growing up. I don't know if the Boys Club had football growing up. I don't know.
Well, I love getting videos. You sent me your grandson's video. Great swing at the plate.
Yeah.
And took an extra base. And then yesterday, Kate sent me a South playing football. And I tell you, Roger, I told Justin, Kate, one of my favorite plays. It shows he lines up at wide receiver and comes down to block. And first of all, how old is he? 8, Justin? How old is South?
9.
So he's 9 years old. So we can't get 18-year-olds getting paid $100,000, in college campuses to block downfield.
Right.
So South comes off and blocks a guy as a receiver about 5 yards down. The poor kid's running
for
the other
about
way.
For about five minutes.
And then he lets go of him and goes after another kid on the same plate, blocks him. No. So you got a little nasty side to him.
You got a little nasty side to him.
That's a good sign, Justin, at that age.
Yeah, well, he can't. I don't know if this is true, but he thinks it is, so I just go, all right, buddy. Good job, man. Proud of you. He came off the field. He goes, "You see me put that kid's face in the dirt?" I said, and my mom goes, "Hey, Dad," and then he just walked off. I thought he'd help him up. I said, No,
I'm telling
you.
You
do. I said, "What'd you do that for, man?" He said, he goes, he kept face masking me. So he said they weren't calling it. So I got tired of it. I just put his face in the dirt. He goes, honestly, Dad, he goes, I made him cry twice during the game.
Ow!
Oh,
wow.
Ow!
I'm like, all right, dude. Whatever, man.
He's a little.
I don't know if any of that is true, but he thinks it is. So I went with it. That's great.
There you
man.
Go.
He's a little ball of muscle and ribs and skin. That's what he is. And he ain't got amounts of body fat on him.
Yeah, he'll take him.
He thinks he's bad to the bone.
Well, so far, so good. Our buddy Randy Allison, I mentioned this the other day. He was talking about he flew to Sydney. We were talking about the first the second game this week, Thursday night, is the 49ers playing the Rams in Sydney, and we were asking how long, and Randy said 14 hours from L.A. to Sydney, or vice versa. That's he said it's a long deal. But he also mentioned Dylan Carter is with the Giants, and Ryder Helfrich is with Arizona. There's a video here of Dylan striking Ryder Helfrich. I hadn't been able to follow those guys, you know, during the season this year. Have you kept up with any of the Razorbacks that are in the league, Justin, or no?
Man, just what I've seen, like if somebody has a big moment in the game or a big game, you know, that kind of stuff. I know, the lefty that was so good for us 2-3 years ago. God, his name is – he's the best pitcher we've had in probably 10 years. Anyway, he's in the big leagues now. He was here again maybe 2-3 years ago. It'll come to me, but and I know there's Ben Tendi's had a game or two where he's been big for White Sox.
I saw that. Yeah, he's having a nice little. I don't know if it's a
yeah. So
did you see yesterday about the Cubs? Did you see that, Raj?
I didn't.
Yeah, so the Cubs yesterday they're tearing it up with home runs. They had 9 home runs yesterday in their game against Milwaukee. And one guy, where is it at here? It's crazy. I want to make sure and get this right.
We'll do it.
Said Monday's home run total included 3 by third baseman Alex Bregman. It was his second 3-homer game of the month. 3-homer game of the month after going his entire career without that many ever in a single game. Dude hits two games with 3 home runs. That's this bizarro. So I don't know what's going on with the in the air with baseball or not. But sort of now, you sort of baseball gets a little buried with football going on.
Yeah, but it's getting down to
you get close to the end.
To the playoffs and everything.
Hagen Smith.
Thank you.
That was driving me nuts,
thanks,
buddy.
I'm surprised you didn't get that. I won't get to say anything, but
driving me nuts. I was seeing his face and his wind up and everything, but I could not come up with his name. That was it. Hagen Smith.
We mentioned the lineup for the NFL. Big game, Dallas at New York Sunday night. You got Denver at Kansas City Monday night. You got Thursday, as I mentioned, Frisco and Rams in Australia. And in New England and Seattle kick things off Wednesday night. So we got a full array of NFL football. I haven't looked at the college schedule to see if we got Thursday, Friday games.
I didn't see it either when I saw all of those.
I think that's every week, right?
I presumed it was. I just hadn't had a chance to look at the schedule and to see what the big games are this weekend. What are the big – I mean, I've been so busy. By the way –
LSU Clemson's the biggest.
Oh, yeah, that's at LSU.
That's right.
I was so busy, you know, all that the touchdown club, especially when we have a big guest like Emmett. I get buried and I can't look at any darn schedule for a while. By the way
– You forgot to eat.
If you go to my Twitter page, you'll see a ton of the clips from Emmitt Smith was really outstanding yesterday. Really,
I got to go back and listen. I didn't get to yesterday.
Yeah, he had some funny stuff, and I love the fact that, you know, most people forgotten that he had gone by and seen Peyton Hillis, and Peyton had brought that up when we had him a few years back. Got real emotional and
I missed that. Yeah. I watched all the Peyton one. I missed that. Somehow.
That's cool.
Yeah,
he surprised him, and Emmitt just heard that he was there. Of course, I was trying to think had Mallett already passed away before? He'd already died
before
Peyton Hillis. I don't know which came first, but they were both within 6 months of each other.
Mallett was first.
I want to say that was, I thought so.
Yeah, it just shows the kind of guy Emmitt is. You know, he's busy. He doesn't know Peyton. He knows of him. He just said, man, he's here in my hometown. I'm going to go by and see him. And I think it meant a lot to Peyton at the time.
Back, who was the other regular?
Oh, Alex Collins.
Collins, was that before?
I think that was before.
He was later.
Oh, he's later?
Is he later?
I may be wrong. I thought he was behind Mallett, but it doesn't matter.
That's what I'm saying. Was it Mallett, Collins, then Hillis?
No, Collins, then Mallett.
I was thinking Collins was the older one.
Okay, you're right. Yeah.
But listen, we had a moment in time there where you almost lost 3 Razorbacks.
No, Collins.
Collins, Mallett, and then...
Collins died first?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I thought it was Mallett. Okay.
Yeah. And then, but anyway, Emmitt Smith was great. Yeah. Go back and watch those clips. We'll play some more of them throughout the show here.
Answer your question, David, yes, there are college football games Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. One of the Thursday night games, UAPB at Missouri.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Thanks, Toddy.
That's tough for UAPB. Missouri's going to be pretty salty, I'm imagining, as always. Who are the other marquee games besides LSU and Clemson, Todd? What do you see there?
I'm just scrolling through here.
Yeah, you got both those teams playing Death Valleys. And, of course, I've been hearing the real, you know, Clemson's come to the real Death Valley. What time's that game, by the way? It's got to be a night game, right? Clemson, LSU. I'd give anything if Clemson could.
Yeah, that would
have to be a night game, especially being in Baton Rouge. They like having those night
games.
That's
a heck of a way to start the season.
By the way, have you guys seen any sound or heard, I guess, from Kiffin?
Yeah, I heard it yesterday. Yeah, I heard it yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Rod, you got to go watch it. He is a pompous asshole. How in the world do you like him?
There's no doubt. Maybe that's what
he doesn't care. To make you hate him.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care. If you're LSU, his facial expressions,
he's just like basically like.
But I'm telling you,
if you're an LSU fan, I don't care.
If you're an LSU fan, you love it.
He says as much.
Yeah, if you're an LSU fan, you love it, Justin. Yeah. If you're an LSU fan, I guarantee you love it.
Because they're that way as well. But here's the other part of it.
Basketball coaches doing the same thing. It's crazy.
When Baz and I went to Thibodeau a few times to watch the Manning pass in the Academy, we passed Kiffin. In the airport, a time or two, and Baz said hello and blah blah blah, and he came across that way. Then not to Baz or anything like that.
Wow.
And he didn't say anything.
That's just who he is.
Right. I saw
everybody's
that.
A little different.
No. Yeah. And listen, and if I saw it in somebody else, I may go, "What a pompous guy!" And he is. But there's a part of me that just there's a part of the self-deprecating humor that he does, and the other part that his skin is pretty thick when you see a little bit of it. You're not as you and I will agree on one thing and not on the same thing and go, how do you not go this? And you and I can go back and forth on it. It's fun.
There is no question that LSU is and Kiffin is arch enemy number one for everybody in the SEC, especially Ole Miss fans. I mean, he doesn't mind, but he is hateable coach number one. Is anybody in close? Anybody that people like to hate more?
I don't think right now in college football.
No, I don't think so.
I think most people hated, I don't know, maybe not. I think a lot of people dislike Saban just because he won all the time.
Yeah, I think that's a different kind of hate.
There's a different hate for Saban for that reason. There's a different kind of hate for the arrogance on Kiffin. There's a different kind of hate you had for Chad Morris because he blew. Other than that, it's a different kind. But I don't know of another one that was a hateable coach. They didn't hate on Leach, did they?
No.
Spurrier was cocky.
Yeah,
they thought he was peeny.
But I'll tell you, that game in Ole Miss, I was talking to Stat Norsworthy with Vickery the other day, and can you imagine what the pregame is going to be like that in the Grove all day getting ready for that game? Holy cow. Yeah. I'm telling you, the kind of cussing, yeah, so it's at Ole Miss.
LSU
Ole Miss. Oh my gosh.
Gotcha.
They hate. You talk about hate factor.
Maybe that's why this season, with our new staff up there, with Petrino being with Belichick out there, with the games that are going to be coming up with Lane Kiffin and all that, and the Ole Miss. Maybe this year, I'm looking forward to this year in college football as a whole than I have in a few.
Yeah, I think so too, Rush.
Yeah, there's some interesting storylines.
I'm sick of talking about, especially Arkansas. I'm ready to say, okay, let's
put them on.
I know Ryan Silverfield's tired of talking. Poor guy. That guy's been talking since December. Lord have mercy. All right, we come back. We have no Chuck Gatlin, but we're going to have Family Feud. Justin Moore says, who needs Chuck Gatlin? I can do it by myself. And the caller, too. So we'll play with that when we come back. Don't go away. 8:30 here on Morning Man.
Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
The This is SportsCenter.
The final homestand of the regular season for the Arkansas Travelers gets underway tonight when they face the Northwest Arkansas Naturals at Dickey Stevens Park. Right-hander Jason Ruffcorn will take the mound for the Travs tonight. He's 0-3 with a 5.19 ERA this season. The Travs come into the game with a five-game winning streak, including a come-from-behind victory in Wichita on Sunday that saw the Travs tie a single-game franchise record with six home runs. Tonight's game gets underway at 6:35. That means Stephen Davis will have the Visit Hot Springs pregame show at 6:20 on 106.7 Buzz 2. Speaking of franchise home run records, the Cubs set a new single-game record with nine home runs. Alex Bregman had three of them as the Cubs clobber the Brewers 17-3. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Benihana Special, $5, your choice, sushi rolls and chicken fried rice, $5. Come see us at Benihana Bar Monday through Wednesday, lunch and dinner.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a hot one today, mostly sunny with a high of 98. Plus, this afternoon, a 10% chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. Then mostly clear tonight, only down to 76. Tomorrow, partly cloudy at 97. And once again, a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Tuesday in the Zone with Justin Akre and Phil Elson. It's a Top 10 Tuesday with 10 Fitness. We'll talk football with Clint Conk, thanks to Farm Brothers Flying Service. And we'll catch up with local author Eli Craner. Plus, we'll talk to Susan Irwin-Prowse with Keys to the Weekend to see who's performing in Arkansas this week, thanks to Willie Dees. All happening Tuesday in the Zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Injured? There's only one number you need to know. 888-8888.
At Rainwater Holton Sexton, no case is too big and no insurance company too strong.
Just dial 888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
It's the end of season blowout sale going on now through Saturday at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville. Save up to 75% off store-wide on select chemicals and seasonal items, plus 50% off in-stock polywood furniture along with pool toys and floats. Big Green Eggs and Legend Lounger furniture reduced and ready to sell. Special pricing on Caldera hot tubs and BeatBot automatic pool cleaners. Luxury Pool and Spa end of season blowout sale. Save up to 75% off store-wide now through Saturday. Luxury Pool Arkansas.
Fort Thompson's is having a sale. Ruger RXM 9mm, $369.90. 6-Hour 365 Macro Nightmare 9mm, $679.90. CCI Blazer Brass 9mm, 50-Count Ammo for $11.99 a box at Fort Thompson's.
Join Baz and Trey Saturday morning starting at 11 for the Hog Wild pregame show, broadcasting on location from Walk-Ons in Fayetteville. On your home for the Hogs, 103.7 The Buzz.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Bob Seger, Fire Down Below. Coming up here short, we're going to play a little Family Feud. Brought to you by Southern Bank. Appreciate Chris Roberts, the gang over there. In the 9 o'clock hour, we have Boudreaux's bringing by food. Roger will be hosting the Boudreaux Watch Party this Saturday. Looking forward to eating some great Boudreaux's.
Oh,
and then at 9...
Where is that, Little Rock?
Mommel.
It's North Little Rock, technically.
Oh, yeah, it's called North.
Well, it's right there on Mommel Boulevard. But, yes, they call it North Little Rock. I'm just trying to be proper.
Also, at 9:30, we're going to have a brief little conversation with a woman named Charmy Dawn Smith. She is a Masters World Champion in jiu-jitsu, based right here in Arkansas. Her lifetime record is 108-4. Anyway, she's a Masters World Champion. I don't know how we haven't heard. 9-time Pan American gold medalist. Anyway, I don't know how
That's
we haven't
awesome.
Heard. Yeah, I think she's.
That is so random because I a couple of weeks ago, I had you know, when you go to the pen like I did. they say, you know, you find different things to do, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Get idle hands or the devil's workshop or whatever.
Right.
And I told Kate 2-3 weeks ago, I'm like, you know what? I may, and this is so random for me. I said, I may, because I hate to exercise. I hate to work out. And I just hate it.
Yeah.
And it's just not enjoyable for me. Those people out there listening and all my friends that love it. And they're like, oh, man, it feels so good. I'm bench pressing, whatever. Hate it. Just absolutely just don't like it.
Yes.
It's miserable.
Yeah.
For me.
Right.
So, therefore, I ain't done it in 25 years.
Sure.
But anyway, I thought, man, I need to do something, but I don't want to work out, clearly.
Yeah.
I go, I wonder if I should take maybe a Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Just randomly.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, okay, that'd be good. And I'm like, well, because here's my theory. I'm like, I'm not the most imposing figure. I'm scrappy for my size.
Yes.
But I'm like, if I'm going to do that, I would rather work out where I don't think I'm working out.
Yeah.
And I might as well be learning something that could benefit me.
I got you.
I'm like, I can protect myself and my family maybe a little better than I do currently.
Jiu-jitsu is great, man.
That's just so random
because
we've never had anybody on the 5 years I've been here.
That you did.
And then, boom, there you go.
How about that? Yeah, we'll have to ask her. She's a personal trainer.
Well, here's what I did, and she would certainly know, but I just Googled, like, what's the best to start as a middle-aged man, and you ain't never done anything. And it kept coming back to, as they call it, BJJ.
Yeah, BJJ.
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Well, how about that? Roger, it could be a God thing. It could be a God thing for Justin. Mm-hmm. All things came together.
I may be a Masters champion one day. Who knows?
What are the odds of that happening today? Of us bringing on a guest today that's a BJJ.
I know. Maybe 2 weeks after I mentioned this.
This
really
began when
ironic.
You were in the womb. This didn't just happen.
It may have.
All right,
God's
Roger.
Got a plan. Maybe I'll be an instructor. I don't know.
I'd love to see you put Tim McGraw in the list of my
quirky-ass job.
wasn't Tim McGraw, wasn't his brother in Four Christmases, wasn't he like a martial artist?
No, they like
something?
That MMA stuff.
MMA. That's what it was, MMA.
I saw Tim McGraw. Did you see him fall down the other day?
I did.
I didn't see it, but I read about it.
All right, Roger, let's hit our open there for Family Feud.
All right, Dan.
It's time for everyone's favorite game, Family Feud. Sponsored by Southern Bank. Visit bankwithsouthern.com to take advantage of their great deposit rates and outstanding loan service. Now, let's play the feud.
All right, we need this contestant, and I think, Roger, we've got Razorback tickets, but we're going to hold those till tomorrow. Let's promote it. So tomorrow, Roger, we'll give away Razorback tickets for match game, only because I want everybody to get a day of promotion.
We've got to play Finish the Lyric, too.
We've got to finish the Lyric. We got to do that. So we've got some UCA tickets to give away and the Pride. By the way, too, speaking of prizes, got to give it up for, Adam Greer? Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Adam Greer ordered he's the first guy to order a Morning Mayhem mug. Well, so, Adam, thank you so much, buddy.
He should get a prize for being the first one to order something.
I know.
That's how we do stuff.
So, give us a contestant. You're guaranteed to win. And we have no Moe's, correct?
I have a couple.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You wanna do it?
We got Moe's.
We didn't give them away the other day. What did we give away?
I don't know. We got two Moe's gift certificates.
That's $20.
$20 and tickets to UCA. By the way, Todd,
the only caveat to getting this $20 free food at Moe's, you just got to go in and eat.
Yes.
That's all.
Todd, you said that I didn't see the top 25. You said UCA's popped right in the top 25 after winning last week.
Yeah, they're ranked number 24.
That is outstanding.
Astounding.
The other thing, Justin, you know what's crazy about that LSU-Clemson game? You think our fans are sort of, wow, man, I'd be glad to get back and, get back being a great program. Clemson is not even ranked in the top 25.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Is that right?
I'm stunned. I'm like, wow.
That's got to be a first for the beginning of a season.
I know.
A long time. 15 years or something.
Roger,
I'm just guessing.
I know. It's got to be. Let's 661-1037. Give us a contestant. I also want to look up FanDuel, the Oakland Sports FanDuel connection, and see what the line is for Clemson LSU. What do we think it is? Let me see if I can look real quick.
While you're looking that up, just got a message that there was an accident on the way from, I guess, Boudreaux's. So they're on their way. Courtney and Christina are on their way, but there was an accident. I don't know where that is, or I'd inform everybody about that. And let me remind everybody, because I just got a message on the D3 Auto Sales text line asking me about that family market deer corn. It's $7.49. It's a 50-pound bag. Yeah. You know what I just said?
Yep.
50-pound bag for $7.49 with your rewards card at all Family Markets.
Thank this is pretty good.
So this is a what do you think the line would be if Clemson's not even ranked? LSU's number 11. What do you think the line's going to be?
12. And where is it?
It's at LSU.
I'll say it's 21.
So do I hear another caller? Do I? Is that sounds like there's a car running?
I hear the phone ringing.
He's on fire today. He's on fire today.
Am I?
Yes, you're on fire. It's the line. The line is that 9.5 to 10.5, somewhere in that 9.5 to 10.5 favorite. I thought it would be higher than that. If Clemson's not even, but it's Clemson. I mean, they got a lot.
I think they're probably giving some credit.
Yeah,
to Dabo
to that. Yeah.
You know they got back on staff, right?
Oh yeah, Chad Morris.
Is he the OC?
I think so. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. What in the?
I know.
I don't.
They had their glory years with him.
Well, yeah, that's when they had the Sean Watson.
Yes.
That's right.
That's what it was.
You know, I was looking at, there is one big game this weekend of two ranked teams. It's on Sunday. It's not Saturday. You know who it is?
Look. Go ahead. Sorry.
It's Ole Miss number 9, Louisville, which I heard Louisville's pretty good.
24. Saturday?
Sunday. And then there's even a Monday game, SMU and Florida State. Boy, Florida State's not even ranked. That's another one. How about that? Florida State's
playing on Monday?
Yeah. You know that.
And they played Thursday?
Was it Saturday?
Thursday, I believe.
No, it was Saturday, I think.
Oh, was it Saturday? Okay. Yeah.
But still, wow, they're not ranked. Florida State and Clemson aren't even ranked.
And they didn't just run away with it. Norvell's got to be one of the ones on the biggest hot seat or hottest hot seat.
No question.
Right?
No question he is. Hey, listen, you know, here's the deal. You got just...
I was going to say, I'm sorry, man. I forget if I say or don't. Talking about Chad Morris and you mentioning, which you accurately mentioned, that was when they were really, really good. But they had Raj pointed out, they had an all-timer college quarterback in Deshaun Watson. If he'd stayed out of massage parlors, he'd have been pretty good in the pros, too. But no, fool me once with Chad Morris, but shame on me. fool me again. You can't get fooled again. I'm just saying.
Do we have the full clip of that? Do we have the full clip of it? Let's hear the full clip of that.
Hold on.
While you're doing that. So, by the way, I'm just going to make a point here. We got Family Feud that you get a chance to play. Yep. First of all, with Justin Moore, 14-time number one country music artist, who's I think maybe won 99.9% of the games he's played. You got a chance to play with just him versus me and Todd for a chance for pride and a chance for $20 in Moog gift certificates. And if you want to have some tickets to go to UCA this weekend, all that, you can't tell me we don't have a caller.
You know what? Can I tell you why?
Why?
Because if someone wins today, they blow their chance at going for the tickets for the rest of the week for the football game.
I bet they can get some Dandy Traps tickets.
Well, now listen.
No, I think we're out of
Do you want to watch the ball game in Fayetteville and spend it in hot temperature? Maybe not right now.
Only 99 degrees at kickoff.
Only 99.
Listen, there we go. Now we got people calling. Justin,
it's
going to be so hot, Justin. No joke. Tusk may not be able to make the trip.
Is that right?
Yeah, the vet's a little concerned about if the core temperature is 100, that means the heat index is going to be more. So you got to take that Razorback who does not like sun, does not like heat. They hide, they get in the mud, and you're going down the road 65 miles an hour or 60 miles an hour, as Roger said. It's like a hair dryer on that animal. It's a brand new one. It's a young one. It's never made a trip to Fayetteville, so I think they're a little concerned about safety.
You know what? As much as a Razorback fan as I am, and as much as I want the real Razorback to be taken care of, that comes across a little sissy. I'm thinking, what you need to do, since you made so much progress on these trophies,
dress up.
You should address this, and we should have maybe in the northeast end zone where the the look-through thing is, or whatever it's called, which is stupid to begin with, in my opinion. But that's neither here nor there. But
take him inside?
No. Build him a mud pit.
And that's a great idea.
He can cool down. I want him muddy and nasty looking.
A mud pit is a great idea.
Don't clean him up. Don't do anything. Just let him go crazy.
I love it.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. It fooled me. We can't get fooled.
My man had a hot head. He had hot head. And you know what? You know what threw him off? My opinion is that when he goes, there's an old saying in Texas. Obviously, he's in Tennessee, yes. So he goes, it's probably in Tennessee. I don't know if you're going to tell you. He goes, but there's a...
he's got a hot head. Where do I go? Where do I go from
here? and you know his daddy's going, that guy.
Hey, you can do real good or you can do real bad if you go off that prompt.
You got that right. Wrong in my assertion, on the Razorback ticket. People just assumed was already online.
So we got to give credit to Chuck, Lee, Joy, and Billy.
Yeah.
All of you for calling in. We can't do all of you, but Chuck, Lee, Joy, and Billy, thank you so much for stepping up going, we'll play. We're not scared. Give us those Mo's tickets.
Give me those
But
Mo's
only one
tickets.
Gets
Welcome
to play. Now, Roger, you could be able to play this. Do we have enough time? We need to break back.
Let's go ahead and play. Well, you know what? We might need to go ahead and get out of here real quick.
Let's break it and come back. And Chuck, Lee, Joy, Billy, if you can hold on. Once you pick the one you're going to do, the other three won't have to hold on.
Yeah, we'll do
which
that.
One?
Well, it's got to be Chuck. Chuck's been on the longest.
So Lee, Joy, Billy, call back tomorrow for Razorback tickets. And Chuck, we'll get you when we come back.
Remind us.
I'm
you
sorry,
were part
but
of
that's
three.
Too long-winded.
No, there's an old saying. We'll be right back.
Old number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their youth selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Hey, your roof call. It's tired of leaking, missing shingles, and judging you silently. Call Oltman's Roofing, Central Arkansas Roof Superheroes. We do inspections, repairs, full replacements, and yes, we'll wrestle your insurance companies. Free estimates, top quality materials, 5-year labor warranty. Basically, your roof gets a spa day. You get bragging rights. Don't wait. Call Oltman's Roofing, 501-687-7663, or visit oltmansroofing.com. Oltman's Roofing, we got you covered.
In today's digital world, compliance isn't just a box to check, it's a necessity. Network Services Group will help you navigate the complex landscape of cybersecurity regulations, making sure your business stays compliant and secure. Stay ahead of the curve. Focus on what really matters, growing your business. Network Services Group, your partner in compliance for banks and medical organizations.
Network Services Group. One call does it all.
Hey folks, it's Chris Zender, General Manager of Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. Listen, we know times are tight, so we're working real hard to find affordability for you Buzz listeners. Check this out. Grand Cherokee starting at $33,997. Ram trucks up to $18,000 off. That's a 2026 model with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. We have Jeep Wranglers, the ultimate summer vehicle, up to $8,000 off, and the gasoline chargers up to $7,000 off. Want to save at the pump? the new Jeep Cherokee gets an incredible 38 miles per gallon. Browse it all right now at FletcherDeals.com and get pre-approved fast at FletcherCredit.com or come see us today in Sherwood. We're at 5922 Warden Road. Thank you.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TALK. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Cannibal Roofing and Remodeling presents Bruce James every Tuesday morning this fall on Morning Mayhem. Bruce will break down each game, the opponent, and the Razorback program the only way he knows how, and that's with no punches pulled. Bruce James with David, Roger, and Justin on Morning Mayhem, presented by Cannibal Roofing and Remodeling, home of the 10-year leak-free guarantee.
This is Michael Marion with the Simmons Bank Arena.
And Jana DeGeorge with Simmons Bank Arena.
Nobody knows music like
the boys from Morning Mayhem.
All right, it's 8:51. We got to hustle. We got the ladies from Boudreaux's here for the 9 o'clock hour. And then we got our contestant. What was that?
Hold on. Stop right there. Todd, can you fix that?
Let's bring in Chuck.
Did we already play the feud?
I think we did. We did. Yeah.
Play the over. Okay,
yeah,
very good. Oh, very good, very good.
So we got a contestant, Chuck, and let's go ahead and roll with the punches here.
Chuck, are you there?
Oh, it's a sign. We got him, Chuck.
That's a great point.
Oh, that's right. Good point.
I'm here.
All right, Chuck, it's going to be you and Justin Moore.
All right, Chuck, it's going to be you and Justin Moore against David, Todd, Courtney, and Christina. That's all you need. They'll be playing on the guys' team as well. Here's the deal. You've got to give me your name, your buzzer. You're only going to have to use this one time at the very beginning of the game. Your name is your buzzer. Listen to Chuck Gatlin give me his buzzer a few years ago.
Chuck!
Oh, my God. Let me hear yours, Chuck.
Chuck!
Oh, my God. That's it.
Wow.
All right, here we go. Let's move on.
Chuck Gatlin?
Here's what we're going to do. Name something. Girls, jump in wherever you can.
Okay.
Name something that causes people to change seats at the movies.
Justin.
Chuck!
You want a better seat.
You want a better seat.
That's probably, you need to be more specific.
Yeah, you get a little bit more specific when you say better seat. For what better reason? Why do you want a better
seat? You know exactly what I mean by better seat. Where you can see better, the view's better.
Stop right there.
I don't know what else to say.
The view is better. The angle of view.
View is number one on the list, Dave.
Wow.
Number one on the list. So remember what I just said. Why do you want it to be a better seat? Because that's the point. You got to give me all specific reasons why you want a better seat. So, number one.
Chuck, we're doing different rules today, buddy, with the answers, so be specific.
Yeah. I know. So here's the Chuck.
I'm picking at you,
right? No big deal. I know you are. Chuck, you control the board. You're the leader of this team. Do you want to pass or play?
Let's play.
Nah, boy. Let's keep on going. Here we go. 41 people said they want a better view. Name something else. Give me the other four answers. Name something that causes people to change seats at the movies.
Ooh. Yeah, it is.
Crime baby.
You want to go with that, Chuck? A crime baby?
Yeah,
somebody being loud or talking too much or a crime baby?
I guess it could.
Stop right there. Noisy neighbors. Noisy neighbors.
There you go.
Thank you, Bass.
I knew that's what you meant.
30 people said that. 18 people said the third answer. 6 said the fourth. 5 said the fourth. 4 said the fifth answer. That's what it is. Name something that causes people to change seats at the movies.
This is a hard one.
Chuck, you got anything? Ladies, you want to help out? You anything come to mind?
I was going to say, because of the exit.
I agree with Justin. This is tough.
Wow. Listen, Justin is undefeated.
What she says strikes. Not bad, but strikes. I would almost. What she said was not bad, but I think that would maybe go with the better seat deal. I don't know.
Yeah, well, now, better seat doesn't work. Exit. The reason, because you got to be more specific. That you want a better seat, why, is the question.
Yeah, no, I was just going with what she was saying.
Oh, I got you.
I was just.
How about so you can see better?
What'd you say?
So you can see better.
But why? Stop right there. Stop right there, because a tall person is in front of you.
Yeah. Right there. Joe Klein is sitting in front of you.
Here's a better view.
Hey, Chuck, where do you live?
That always happens to me,
Chuck,
by the way.
Chuck, where do you live?
I live in Searcy, Arkansas. Yeah. I text you. I messaged you, Roger. Remember I told you I was going to call in? I coached basketball for 30 years.
Oh, very good, very good. Chuck, let's keep on moving. We only got a few minutes. Going to
Sorry, no time to chit-chat. Chuck, shut up.
I appreciate that. There you go. Six people said the fourth answer. Four people said the fifth answer. Three strikes are still available. Name something that causes people to change seats at the movies.
Let me see how I can be specific with this, but say it on radio.
What's
That's
that?
A good one.
People like kneeling the seat behind me.
Oh, people are kicking the seat behind you?
No.
That's a good one.
I mean, no, that's That'd not. Be, I know. Is no. that your answer? I apologize.
That would be a. Then
one strike. One strike. Two strikes left. One.
I like that.
Left. Come on.
An airplane too. What about your seats? The dirty.
Stop
sticky,
right there! Stop right there!
Oh, nice.
Stop right there! Dirty, sticky seat. They don't have those.
Oh, wow. That's a different kind of theater.
One.
Well, that's where I was going. What? Before you got that last one, that's why I was going to say, what can I say about this?
You got it. That's good. So
I got to be very careful.
One answer left.
One answer left.
What if you're sitting next to a couple of, let's say, 16-year-olds? I don't know this from experience, but maybe the couple brings a blanket with them.
Oh, they're making the seat sticky?
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, possibly.
What are they doing in Poland?
I just kind of want to stop talking now. Right. Is that specific
Roger?
Enough?
Roger?
You mean they're amorous towards each other?
Yeah, maybe being a little inappropriate in a public setting
that
makes you uncomfortable.
I don't.
Hell, maybe you like that. I don't know.
Hey, maybe you do.
Maybe you're voyeuristic.
I don't hate the answer, but Chuck, you're the leader of this team. You can say yes. You've got two strikes.
Chuck, I only 53. Got this idea from sitting next to Basil at the movies at some some point.
How about you move your seat because you see a good-looking girl or boy?
Huh? That's two strikes against you.
Okay, Chuck hated my
30 head. Seconds.
We're down to scrotum cutting time, Chuck. One answer remains.
All right, Justin, I need you to come through for me.
30 seconds.
Yeah.
Come on, Justin.
What I said before that you ignored.
What was it?
The whole conversation about the couple sitting next to you.
That's it. An affectionate couple.
Wow.
What
a shot
couple.
With 20 seconds left.
There it is.
He does it.
Hold on, Chuck.
Raj.
Thank you.
He goes, well, what was your answer? We talked for 7 minutes and wasted the whole segment on that one part of the conversation.
We'll be right back.
Don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever,